Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
It is Free for All Friday here on the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker, Trent Horn. And on Fridays, we take a break from our normal routine of theology and apologetics to talk about a wide variety of topics that have one thing in common. I find them fascinating. And if I find them fascinating, I bet you will find them fascinating as well. And it's a fun thing to do, to take our mind off of everything that's going on right now. So previously on the podcast, I've done, for Free for All Friday, I talked about mysterious sounds, and I had Jimmy Akin on. In fact, I'd love to have Jimmy on the podcast again because he and I share so many weird, eclectic interests. And if you like Jimmy Akin and talking about weird stuff, be sure to check out his podcast, by the way, Jimmy Akin's Mysterious World. Super cool podcast. I highly recommend. Sometimes I will be reading about an issue and then I'll go on and see Jimmy covered it in a podcast like 2 weeks ago. So kind of on the same wavelength there sometimes. So hopefully we'll have him back on. But today it's just me. We're continuing a discussion Jimmy and I had, I think it was several months ago, on mysterious sounds, because there's one great thing to talk about on an audio podcast. It's weird sounds. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to play you these different weird sounds. I'm just going to play them. And then I will fill you in on the backstory to these weird things. A lot of them are mysterious. You'll think like, oh, what in the world is that? And some of them are just in fact, most of them I would say are downright creepy. So if you don't want to be creeped out, maybe not this episode. And I'm not saying it's like super scary. This isn't like some kind of horror movie podcast. It's creepy like those twins from The Shining are creepy. Come play with us. So let's jump into that right now. Here's the first one. We'll start us off with a mildly creepy one. Could be very creepy depending on what you think about it. Here's the sound. Okay, so I'll play that a little bit one more time because it's a short clip. Gosh, what is it about little kids singing? There's something like when little kids sing, it's cute, but there's a certain kind of tone or resonance that when they start singing, it is just like the creepiest thing imaginable. Someone's got to do a scientific study on this to find out why children singing, like there's this weird uncanny valley between children, like when children sing. So the uncanny valley is when people make robots. You can make a robot that doesn't look anything like a human being, like Wall-E, for example. Or you can make a robot that looks exactly like a human being, like in Westworld or Blade Runner or something like that. But with the Uncanny Valley, if you make a robot or something that kind of looks human but not quite, it's called the Uncanny Valley, and it's very distressing and creepy to look at. So think about like the movie The Polar Express kind of gets the CGI sort of off, so that everyone looks kind of lifeless and weird, and wax museum dummies can look like this. So I bring that up because I feel like there's an uncanny valley with children singing. So it's like children singing like goes from annoying, downright creepy, super cute. Like there's like a mini gap where it's just super creepy and the rest is either annoying or really cute. So what in the world is, you might say, well, Trent, it's a weird nursery rhyme being played over like a loudspeaker. And it is. It's from the village of Ipswich in the county town of Suffolk in England. So it's a town in England, Ipswich. And nobody could figure out what the heck this, they knew it was being played from some building, but they couldn't figure out where in the world it was coming from. What is this thing? Why is it being playing? It was really freaking everybody else out in the town. What is this? And why is it playing all the time, especially at odd hours of the night? Several months later, a news report finally discovered what was causing this and why it was happening. So here, as Paul Harvey would say, and here's the rest of the story.
Apparently spiders are behind the constant playing of the nursery rhyme, "It's raining, it's pouring," that terrified a family in Ipswich, England. A woman told the BBC she and her children had been hearing the nursery rhyme for months at all times during the night from inside their home. She filed a complaint with the borough council. They tracked the sound to a nearby industrial park and found that loudspeakers there are motion sensor activated. So when spiders crawled across the lenses, the speakers would go off playing, you guessed it, the nursery rhyme to try and scare away thieves. Instead, It was just terrifying, this poor family. There is a plan in place to fix it, though.
And now you know the rest of the story. So it was an anti-burglar device to prevent burgling, and but it was being tripped by spiders at this this factory or this plant, and that's what caused it. All right, here is the next sound. Not as creepy, but it's just like, what in the world is this? Okay, so first you should, hopefully you can tell this is by a body of water. So this is by the Delaware River in New Jersey. So like, okay, so I hear water and then weird like droning monotonous music. So this was plaguing a town in Delaware, and they were hearing this music and they had no idea where it was coming from. It was really annoying everybody on the other side of the river, and they thought it's got to be coming from Jersey because, you know, I mean, they'll say if it's annoying us, I bet it's coming from Jersey. And so they're wondering what in the world this is, and they drove around and they were trying to figure out, where is this music? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from like a house on the river? Like what is this? And to quote Chris Farley, the old SNL bit, it's coming from a guy living in a van down by the river. So here's the follow-up that people actually discover what happened. According to a December 27, 2018 Facebook post made by the Penns Grove Police Department, the Salem County Communications Center received more than 100 calls about the music. And me and my wife don't handle it well when there's loud music, no matter what it might be, especially bass. Bass is the most annoying because you can put in earplugs and you can tune out most music, but if there's bass, you can still hear it and it'll drive you up the wall. We have lived in not great parts of town here in San Diego when we first started out, and I had the duty of making the phone calls to the non-emergency number about loud parties at our apartment complex. And it's always hard when you phone in and shut down a party at the apartment complex, because the next day it's like a witch hunt. Man, can you believe someone called the cops on us? I really want to find the person who did that. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I couldn't even stand to look at that person in the mirror. You know, I wouldn't know what I would do if I got my hands on them. Don't let them know that it's me. So with this, you can imagine being worked up. So the story goes on to say, Penn Grove Police Chief John Stranahan drove over the Delaware Memorial Bridge into Delaware to see if he could find where the music was playing. His search took him to 7th Street in Wilmington. He found a group of men at a skate park standing around multiple vehicles, including a van with its doors open. Inside the van was a massive sound system facing the river. The post added the men hopped into their vehicles and left the skate park once they saw Stranahan, but the police chief was able to capture two of the vehicle's license plates before they left. So just a case of those darn kids being at it. This next one is a news story. I'll play half of it and then ask for your thoughts, and then reveal the second half is what they think is the most likely cause for this strange sound. The sound isn't in the clip, but it's interesting to hear people talk about it.
It could be the opening scene of a horror film. Here in the sleepy Wisconsin town of Clintonville, something's going bump in the night.
The last few days we've been having booming, shaking noise.
The house is rattling. You can feel the ground rattling, and it's booming all the time, you know, and it's kind of like, what's going on, you know? You don't know what's happening.
Clintonville hasn't figured out the source of the booms, but they have checked water, sewer, and gas lines, and ruled out mining activity, even military exercises.
Just the unknown is kind of strange, not knowing.
Like any good mystery, clues can be found anywhere. City officials tried some less than high-tech solutions, like capturing the vibrations in a coffee pot. That morning, a loud noise was reported at 5 a.m., but the coffee pot came up empty.
Nobody seems to know. Could be terrible, could be bad, could be good, who knows?
What's going to happen? You know, if something really, we don't have any warning, really.
So then everyone went to a town meeting, and they're still trying to figure it out, but this is the most plausible solution. So it's not pipes, it's not mining, it's not the military, and it's not earthquakes either, but it's something like earthquakes. Here's what they think is causing it.
Friends attended a meeting at the local high school to find answers.
There may be some reason to believe again that the warm spring could be shifting the granite rock under our community.
Unlike limestone, which could be dissolved by water and collapse into a sinkhole, granite is solid, but there are small cracks that can be filled by water. If underground water levels drop, those cracks could lead to small shifts, resulting in booms.
You feel it beneath you. Like, I mean, if you're standing on the yard, you can feel the ground move.
Clintonville will spend an estimated $7,000 to hire an engineering firm to find the source of the booms. But so far, the mystery has only grown.
I just really hope so. They're hiring this engineer to figure out where the boom is coming from. They think it's this granite shifting. I hope he's like the guy from Jaws, just like, I'll find your booms and I'll get rid of them for $7,000. Clean them too. You know, we can't cancel the Clintonville Apple Festival with these booms going on. That Apple Festival is the backbone of our economy. I'll find those booms for you. So who's that? Roy Scheider? No, Scheider was Brody, right? Man, I haven't seen Jaws in the longest time. So I'm going to have to do a free-for-all Friday here on movies, thrillers and horror movies that really changed the game. I mean, the ones you're going to think of are, of course, Psycho, Jaws, Blair Witch Project. Yeah, that's a game changer when it comes to horror movies. So see, I get ideas for free-for-all Friday right as I'm watching the show here. So, all right, here's the next one. So I'll play part of this, of the news footage. The news footage on this one actually has the mystery sound captured in the footage. And the thing I hate, by the way, is when I go to these stories on YouTube and I'm trying to find out, oh, cool, mystery sound. And I play the mystery sound and they've got the mystery sound in the news footage. You always hear the mystery sound in the background. It's like, rrr! But as the sound's going on, residents are hearing this strange sound in their neighborhood and it's utterly terrifying to them. It's like, stop talking over the sound, man. Don't talk over the sound. I tuned into the story to hear the sound, not to hear you, the news anchor, practicing your universal diction. I have to make sure I'm talking about everything in a sing-songy voice. All right, so this is a mystery in Forest Grove, Oregon. The sound is gone now, and so it's kind of a mystery. No one's ever solved it. So there's one hypothesis I find to be fascinating, but I want you to try to think it through. What do you think the sound might be?
Neighbors in this Forest Grove neighborhood have no idea what this mystery sound is, but they agree on three things. It's loud, obnoxious, and they want it to stop.
The tone is very high, so it gets to a point where it really affects your hearing.
Paula Lynch can't figure out what the sound is.
It's hard to identify what angle it's coming from because it just kind of encompasses the area.
She's heard it five times. Her neighbor has heard it three times, and they both say it's happening during the day and into the evening. Paula posted a recording she made and threw it up on Facebook. It's been shared repeatedly.
The fire department thought it possibly could be maybe something happening with the sewer system, some sort of a whistling under there.
A spokesperson with the fire department says that their crews haven't been in the area to actually hear the sound themselves, so they're left in the dark.
We've had people talk that it could be possibly a warning of a gas line.
I checked with Northwest Natural Gas. They say they have no reports of any problems, and they say if it were a gas issue and gas were being released, you'd absolutely be able to smell it. We then went to the Public Works Department. Officials here say they haven't heard about the problem until we told them about it. For now, the mystery continues.
We're just hoping that maybe somebody might be able to identify it so we can report it and have it stop happening.
All right, so what do you think it is? It sounds annoying. It sounds like a tea kettle going off, especially in the middle of the night. That would that'd drive you a bit crazy. Well, I was reading on a website, Mysterious Universe, and one of the posters offered this hypothesis, that gas escaping. That is a good guess, because it sounds like, you know, you think of a tea kettle, right? A tea kettle is gas escaping a narrow confines, you know, it's steam getting out of a kettle, so it makes that screeching noise. This sounds similar. It also sounds like, you know, think about a steam whistle at a factory. It sounds like gas escaping something. People are like, well, it's not natural gas. The natural gas company says that's not it. This is what this poster said. He thinks that it's the sound of propane leaking from a pipe in an illegal weed or hashish operation. So the poster wrote, Forest Grove has been known for years to be a location where people grow weed. This is up in Oregon. So when the news first reported on this, they had a sound clip. As soon as I heard it, I knew what the sound was. It's a sound that's created by propane escaping from a metal pipe that is not lit. Many years ago at a friend's house, they had a hose attached to a pipe that was connected to a large propane tank. It was used for control control burn, so you burn off the gas so it doesn't escape with as much velocity. When you finish using it, you disconnect the line for safety. When that happened, leftover fuel still in the lines would escape, creating the exact same sound. So I started thinking, what would be the safest way to create hash oil, hashish, which is a kind of potent marijuana, so you don't blow yourself up and so you don't get caught. You go Breaking Bad style. You do it in a mobile home or RV. The first people heard the noise, said it was on the outskirts of the city, and the sound was stationary, and then in the middle of the night or quite late. And then other people would go around and say, oh, no, I've heard it over here. No, I heard it over here. So especially if it's moving, maybe it is a mobile hashish Breaking Bad scenario, or at least it stopped. Maybe the people got spooked, were making this. But it's one that's chopped up to our mysterious universe. All right, here is the next one. In my previous show, when I talked with Jimmy Akin, we discussed strange hums, like the Tau hum in New Mexico. Weird hums are things you can find all over the United States and the world. People who say there are certain parts of the world where people can hear a mysterious hum, and they're wondering what in the world it could be. And there's many different explanations that are offered for these hums. The most common one is tinnitus. It's just regular ringing in people's ears. And people who happen to have tinnitus connect with one another because they all attribute it to this kind of hum in these areas they live in. Another one is that it could be people who live near industrial parks. Sometimes if you live near an industrial part of a city, it could just be one factory, one machine, like a boiler or an air conditioning unit or something that's not grounded properly that's creating a weird vibration, and it's vibrating at a particular frequency that makes you feel this kind of hum. We know this, that if there's vibrations at very low frequencies, like infrasound, this is really funny. Some people, when they go into a house, it feels like it's haunted. They feel like there's a presence there. It turns out in some of those cases, it's infrasound, sound that is at a very low frequency, so low you actually can't hear it, but it messes up your internal organs and makes you feel all queasy and weird. The military's actually experimented with infrasound technology, this low frequency pulses and waves as weapons. So different hypotheses have been offered for these hums. This is the newest one that I've heard for what the hums come from. They pick an animal, and it's one I had never thought of before.
Over the years, for every individual hum, scientists have proposed all manner of explanations for these distressing sound reverberations. In Seattle, Washington, scientists thought it could be armies of mating fish. The plainfin midshipman fish use acoustic communication to attract a mate. On summer nights, the males contract the muscles around their gas-filled swim bladders. This whirring oscillation produces a monotone droning sound calling all nearby females to his nest. The mating call's low-frequency, long wavelength allows it to reverberate off the boats and also off the shallow parts of the sea floor, amplifying the sound on land.
So that's the sound. Here, I'll play it again.
Fish. The plainfin midshipman fish use acoustic...
So it sounds like a foghorn almost, but this fish that's in the waters around Seattle, they hear it make these weird low-frequency hums, so maybe that's the one that does it. You never know. All right, here's the next one. Try to guess what this weird sound is. You're like, what is it, a duck? If it sounds like a duck, if it walks like a duck, it's a duck, right? Well, it's called the bioduck. That's the name of the sound. According to Wikipedia, bioduck is a quacking-like sound which was first reported in the open ocean by submarines in the 1960s. It is recorded frequently around the coasts of Australia and in particular in the Perth Canyon. The sounds were originally detected by sonar operators on Oberon-class submarines. The duration is between 1.6 and 3.1 seconds. Sound occur many times per day from winter to October, then taper off until December. So if you see what it is, probably some kind of an animal. If you had to guess it, it's, you know, something large like a whale that's going through a migration pattern, you'd be absolutely right. In 2014, it was claimed that the source of the sound had been identified as vocalizations from the Antarctic mink whale. Although the reason for the vocalizations remains a mystery, they appear to be produced near the surface before deep feeding dives. There are hopes that analyzing the history, location, and frequency of the sounds will enable cetacean researchers, whale researchers, to learn more about the life cycle of the mink whale. So why does a whale sound like a duck? I don't know. That's maybe a joke that somebody could fill in on the comments at trendhornpodcast.com. So, all righty, here's the next one. This is a recording late at night. This is back in 2013 of the World Trade Center. So not the original World Trade Centers, of course, but the Freedom Tower, One World Trade Center, late at night. This video is posted back in 2013. Here's the sound. I'm going to try that one more time. It should sound like somebody singing or a musical instrument, but it's freaking people out. So people were hearing that all around the World Trade Center. It sounded like someone going, "Ah," and it's like, ooh, scary. So this is an article from Gizmodo. People have been passing around this video for the past few days because it captures an astonishing phenomenon. The newly built Freedom Tower emits a long, flute-like moaning sound. It's eerie and it's real, but no, it's not the ghosts of 9/11. The Freedom Tower, built on the site of the World Trade Center's Twin Towers, is in fact a massive alien harp, also known as a wind harp. As wind rushes past the metal bars at its top, those bars vibrate, create sound waves, and result in the long, mournful notes you hear in this video. Observers also heard similar sounds coming from the Freedom Tower during Hurricane Sandy for the same reason. So if you hear weird moaning sounds while you're in New York City or in a place with a bunch of skyscrapers, could be one of the towers is actually an aeolian harp whose, especially if it has like metal pipes on the outside or particular architecture, funnels the wind and makes that strange sound. And now here is our last sound, and I have saved the creepiest one for the last. This is recorded from cell phone camera footage up in British Columbia. It's somebody on his front porch. He's shooting off into the woods. The ground is covered in snow. There's a light snow falling and it's quiet. And just imagine you're standing on your front porch in rural British Columbia. Nobody's around. Ground's covered in snow. You're looking out into the woods, wondering what it is. And this is what you hear.
Hearing it too.
Well, it's probably some kind of animal, obviously. I mean, it's possible it could be wind rushing through the trees, but it sounds like some kind of a moaning animal. But a lot of people you talk to will say, I've never heard a bear like that. I've never heard a wolf like that. People wonder what in the world kind of animal would make a noise like that. Maybe you're an avid hunter. Maybe you could say to me, well, Trent, it's actually this animal. It's not that mysterious. It's always the tone I use for somebody who gives a rational explanation to a mystery. Well, they always have to talk like this to deflate the mystery out of it. So in a description, an article talking about the video, it says that a lot of people have said this has got to be proof of Bigfoot or some kind of large primate Sasquatch related to Bigfoot. Article says Bigfoot-like creatures are also featured prominently in much of the Aboriginal folklore that dominates the island here in British Columbia, which could be driving some of the theories. Depending on which First Nation you draw the legends from, the creature could possibly be either Dzunkwa, Dumquas, or one that I've heard of before, Wendigo. I think Wendigo is actually a bad guy or a monster in Marvel Comics. I think Wolverine fought him once. I'm pretty sure. I also want to Google that right now because I remember fighting him, I think, as a boss in an old video game. I'm not going to bother to try to rush my way to Google and see that now, but you can. You can see if I'm right or if I'm Wendigo food. Assuming the legends are true, we're sure there are more, but those seem to be the most popular. In most legends, Dzunkwa is a female cannibal giant who eats children and roams through wooded areas crying, "Hoo-hoo!" to attract them, which could be the noise everyone keeps hearing. Thumquas is the name the Cowichan people gave to Bigfoot, the upright ape-like creature we all know and love, while a Wendigo is a horrifying half-man, half-beast creature with antlers on its head, although Wendigos are generally found in Eastern Canadian folklore. Sorry about that. If you're trying to find a Wendigo, you might want to go to Nova Scotia. Don't have any Wendigo drama over here. I also noticed in doing research on Bigfoot in British Columbia, I mean, who hasn't looked that up recently? Maclean's, a popular Canadian magazine, ran this article back in September 2018. What British Columbia's Supreme Court said about Sasquatch. A BC filmmaker took the provincial government to court over the existence of Bigfoot. Here's why the province's Superior Trial Court dismissed his lawsuit. So the article talks about Todd Standing, the plaintiff, claimed the British Columbian government was infringing on his charter rights. They don't have a Bill of Rights. They got the Charter of Rights and Freedoms up in Canada. In ignoring his claims that he, a filmmaker from Golden, British Columbia, had seen the creature and added that the ministry specifically was failing citizens by failing to protect the Sasquatch, a mythical North American ape-like creature. So he tried to sue the British Columbian government to acknowledge that Bigfoot actually exists. So basically what happened is that he sued, tried to get them to say, hey, Bigfoot is real, you need to take it seriously. And the court said, no, we don't not. You have not provided sufficient evidence to show there's any Bigfoot or Big Feet out there. You can go and tell people about your theory, but we don't have to help you in any way, shape, or form. And not helping you doesn't mean we're infringing on your rights to search for Bigfoot. The article ends, in short, despite its allegations, the province's trial court has ruled that Todd Standing was not, in the end, Bigfooted by the government of British Columbia. The case, after all, has been Sasquashed. And that's it for today. That was our fun, weird sounds. And I'm having fun recording this here in my guest bedroom late at night after the children have gone to sleep. My wife wonderfully helped to get them down so I could get more episodes out to you all. So remember her in your prayers. Remember, she's got a little one inside of her, Mr. John Paul, praying for him to have a successful birth here in September. So pray for us and for Mr. Matthew and Thomas as well, my other two little boys, trying to still find creative, inventive ways for them to have fun while social distancing and recognizing everything's closed here. But hey, there could be things that could be worse in life. We could be being chased around by a Bigfoot. At least it'd give us something to do. As long as Bigfoot stays 6 feet away. Hey, Bigfoot, social distancing applies to you. You know, you're already in danger. You don't need to get COVID-19. So, all right. Thank you all so much for joining me. I hope you had a really blessed day. And I just hope you guys all have a really blessed weekend. Check back with us next week for a lot more great episodes. Take care, everybody.
If you liked today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrenthornPodcast.com.